relax and get loose while I put you up on game. The Figure Booth with Josh and Nate, this that podcast folk. Those in the know, Batman vs. Iron Man, how would it go? We talking one of a kind, collectibles, Mezco toys are respectable. It's unacceptable if it's not in the packaging. Nate don't take pics if you ain't rapping it. Nate's dirty tricks are always happening, but damn it, man, don't you be stressing. Round here we believe in plastic confessions. We trying to figure out the figures that's gonna stand the test of time. That G.I. Joe handmade hit me in the spine. There's perfection in the way that these toys are made. But I also wanna know, do I pick Wade or Slade? So this is where I come to kick it with the guys. The Figure Booth, like, comment, and subscribe.
Welcome to the Figure Booth channel here, where we talk about the collectors up and downs that they constantly face. And we also go over pre-orders. We share our weekly plastic confessions, and we do interviews with those in the active toy community. I'm your host, Josh, aka Prime to the First, and I'm joined by my friend and co-host, Nate Dizzle. What's up, Nate?
Hey guys, this is Nate, aka Figure Fan underscore Nate, and you've reached episode 76, which we're calling Love and Plastic.
Oh, it's getting a little hot here. It's getting a little hot. It's about that time. It's V-Day or Valentine's Massacre, whatever you want to refer to it, whatever you want to call it.
The massacre of your wallet.
Yeah.
You know,
box of chocolates. You never know what you can get inside.
Right. I like that. You never know what you're going to get, Forrest Gump style. Yeah,
it's a box of Mexico, and then it's just a bunch of See's candy inside.
Is this for me or for you? Yeah. Both.
Yeah.
Both. I'm going to share both of them. But yeah, when you guys are listening to this, it's going to be 2 days until Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So we figured we'd be a little bit more love-centric.
We want to give you guys some tips.
Yes.
I mean, as... One, you could already tell, like, the topic, it's going to be a little hot and heavy because it's V-Day. We got to get a little hot and heavy. It's, you know, it's going to happen. Yes. But it just, I don't know. It's a juicy topic because it spun out of our previous episode, which was now 2 weeks ago. And man, it's so funny. We talked about consistency. We missed just because of things got crazy, and I'm fuddling the intro, I'm fuddling the notes. Like, it's, I have to get back on this bike, and you know, it's a little rusty for me today. I am struggling.
You know, and you know, we said we were going to try to be more consistent. I think we have. The reality is that things happen, and you know, it's not going to be the first time we're going to miss a week, and we're going to try to avoid that as much as possible. But things happen, and sometimes you got to make schedule changes. And that brings us to sort of our next topic.
Yeah.
That updates. We want to let you guys all know.
Updates.
There's going to be a schedule update specifically with Motivation Mondays. Me and Prime have decided, instead of doing that every single week, because doing the live and doing a podcast every week can be a little daunting at times, we're going to start splitting that up. So, our Motivation Mondays, we're going to start doing that bi-weekly instead of weekly. The last one time we did one was on the 6th. The next time we would do one is going to be on the 20th of February. Yeah. And then we're going to continue that two-week trend going forward. We just figured that was probably a little bit more manageable for us. And it matches what a lot of other streamers are doing, right?
Yeah, and it gives you a nice rotation. You know, I like to kind of spread the love and...
Yeah.
Give everyone out there an opportunity to kind of enjoy the shows and not have to like bounce around so much. Not that there's a problem with that, but it's just one, it gives us really an opportunity to refine what we're trying to do. Cause we're trying to like pump out more and different content, but man, it's crazy. The logistics side of just sitting down and setting time to record, like we have ideas of new stuff we want to put out, but between the episodes and the lives, that right there, those two pieces of content that we bring to you guys on a weekly basis, like that already takes a lot of planning. Now to get an additional video here and there, it's crazy. If I didn't have a 9-to-5 job and I was getting paid to do this, then yeah, I would.
Right. Easily, yeah, we're not getting paid. Yeah. You got to remember that. We do this out of the joy of wanting to do that. And it's something that we want to continue. On top of everything else, on top of our lives. So, you know, I think what we're going to try to do is focus, make sure that we're doing those weekly episodes.
Right.
And then, yeah, do the Motivation Mondays every other Monday.
Yeah.
Kind of breaks up the schedule a little bit. So,
yeah.
Wanted to keep you guys updated on that. We'll probably do like an Instagram post so you're aware of it there in case you're not checking out this episode before Monday, because I know these drop pretty close together. But we wanted just to, you know, say that up front so you guys aren't surprised next time we don't go live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, more things to come. Getting that out of the way. Going straight back into our topic, love and plastic. So as Prime stated, when we had our episode on the blueprint, which I know is Too Many Points' favorite episode. He's always commenting about it.
We did get a ton of comments, even though like the majority was 78. But then there were some other really comments from other listeners that just some really great points. Like there was one where they talked about, you know, like the blueprint, but what if you fall off the blueprint, or what if your blueprint changes? Like how often should you go back and revisit the blueprint? Like there was, there was a really good conversation to be had around just the idea of just having some type of a plan, a roadmap. There has to be a recipe to how you live your life.
Like it has to. And it applies to so many things. If you're going to set goals, goals are great, but you got to have like a plan to tackle that goal. Like how are you going to accomplish it? So what's the blueprint to get there? We're not talking about that again, but out of that discussion became something about relationships. And you know, you think about figures, maybe you don't necessarily think about a relationship, but the longer that you collect, if you do have a significant other, there is a balance that you're going to have to start creating between the hobby and the personal life. You can't just focus on collecting and put your significant other by the wayside, because they're probably not going to stick around very long for that. You know, they're going to feel like you don't care about them. And then also not being afraid to communicate with your significant other about the hobby. Like communication is so key. And I think this is something that me and Prime agree on, something we've talked about outside of this, just with our own personal lives, because we're friends too.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes I like Prime. Sometimes we start a beef. I'm like, you know what, dude, I got to disown you for a week.
He just blocked me for like 2 days.
Right, right. Yeah. That, all that beef that's going around, it's spreading into me now. But yeah, communication is just so key. And I hear a lot of people sometimes will be saying like, I don't want my wife to know, or I don't know if I should say it on the stream, because if she's watching, she's going to kill me.
Yeah.
And I get that, you know, it's funny sometimes, but if that's really how you're approaching your collecting in your personal life, that might be a problem. If you're not you're not up front and not wanting to communicate. What do you think, Prime?
Yeah. And no, it's crazy, because when you think about it in the grand scheme of things, lying about one, let's pause and let's take a step back. It's a very generational type of thing, but when we were collecting, it wasn't there wasn't online or social community where you found yourselves with like-minded individuals, right? So you didn't feel like you had a support. Like, especially I remember in my younger days when I was collecting, like as a teenager and stuff. And then it seems like most of us collectors that are, you know, 80s baby, if not older, we go through this phase where it's like, we want to be the cool kid and I'm too cool for school. So I stopped collecting. Either, you know, our parents sell it, or we sold it, or we just got rid of it. So I think we all go through that phase, but then somehow we find ourselves back collecting. And eventually it's like, okay, we get the going out and going to the bars out of our system, or whatever you decided to do, but somehow you end up collecting. But at the same time, you end up finding that certain someone, right?
Right.
Were you really open about, hey, I collect action figures, or were you hidden, or did you hide it? Were you suppressing it? Yeah.
I've said this before, but I used to keep collecting as like a dirty little secret of mine you know, it was nerdy, and I'm always been kind of a big geek that way, and it's not something I thought was very socially acceptable.
Right.
You know, we talk about when we're in high school or in middle school, I was focusing on being quote unquote cooler, and talking about toys with my friends wasn't always the coolest thing in high school.
Right.
And then you grow up and you start realizing, like, I don't really care about that as much. But when I first met my wife, it's not something I was very open with. It's not like, hey, I'm a collector, and it's kind of a big part of my life.
Was your collection all in the closet?
I had some stuff out. I think due to lack of space, I was in a 2-bedroom apartment with my brother, so we didn't really have a whole lot of space. Yeah. But I had some stuff out. She could see some nerdy, but I didn't. Yeah, I definitely had a lot of it kind of stored away, especially when she would come over. I'm like, okay, let me put this away.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
See, and that's interesting because, like, when I met my wife, we were super young, like right before I went into college, and she was probably like the first, maybe the second girl that ever came over to the house. Cause again, I was like, nope. One, I never wanted to know. I never wanted to let any girl that dated where I lived. Cause I was like, in case she goes crazy on me, she can't find me.
That's smart.
But, but I used to have I would have everything displayed, like fish line setups, like shelves. Like there was like, you know, it was how you would see like the collection displayed on the back of the cardboards where it was like all the villains and then their nameplates. Mm. Like I had shelves, just everything was like decked out. Fighting scenes I had, and then I used to collect everything. So I had like scenes just everywhere. Freaking McFarlane dragons hanging off the ceiling. I had like X-Men flying from one side. It was just insane. And then right before I graduated high school, I was like, whoa, this is like too much. If my friends are going to start coming over, like I need to take some of this stuff down. And I toned it down a lot. I just kept it to some easy bookshelves. And then I went more like McFarland. I collected all the horror figures, movie maniacs. Then I got really into movies. So like my freshman year in college, I was like, oh, I'm going to be a film major. Like, let me get all the horror classics. And I was really into like Halloween and Michael Myers. And I wasn't into Nightmare Elm Street. It was just like everything was Michael Myers and like The Crow. It's just everything. RoboCop, you know, classic movies and stuff like that.
Right.
So I was collecting everything that Spawn was doing. That from Dragons and Tortured Souls. And I had them all kind of displayed and stuff. And I remember my wife, and this was like, I wasn't even thinking about it. And then my wife comes into my room and I was just like, oh, I didn't hide none of this shit. Like, what is she going to think? And she's like looking around and I could see her face. She's kind of like, wow. She's like, you got stuff hanging off your ceiling. And I was just like, oh, I was like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. Like, what was I thinking? Like,
right.
Like, and then she's like, whoa. And then I remember she saw some of the movie Maniacs. She's like, oh, is that Michael Myers? She's like, oh, okay. And then the Tortured Souls. She's like, oh, you're into some like dark stuff. And I was like, oh, I'm totally like a weirdo. And then she's like, oh, and then she started asking questions. She's like, oh, this is from this movie. And then like next thing you know, she's like, oh, this is kind of cool. Like, I didn't know they made this. And next thing you know, it was like pressure relieved. Like I didn't feel, I don't know. I guess the fear of being judged. Right. Or like they're going to think less of me or something. Mm-hmm. So her reaction was totally one. I didn't expect it. And she just walked in. She was just like, oh, my God, like you must have put in a lot of work into these displays. Like she's like, what do you got to hang? And then she started asking all these questions. And that totally like changed the conversation. You know, it was more like genuine curiosity and appreciation for the craft. So I think that really helped me be like, oh, OK, yeah. Like, welcome to my nerdy world.
It's funny that like some of the things that you said, I think people normally assume that someone's reaction is going to be negative. You know, you're just not going to understand. Sure. It's going to be negative. So why even bring it up? But then to your point, you bring it up and you start showing them stuff and they're maybe more into it than you expected. And it's like, whoa, you like that? Well, check this out. You know?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me open my closet. Right. All the boxes all fall out.
Hold like, on a second. Yeah, no. And I had a similar situation with, it wasn't my wife at the time, but I was in college and when I had met her and she'd saw NECA Jason, she's like, oh man, I love horror movies. I'm like, you love horror movies? Oh, yeah. Cool. Check out this Michael Myers and check this out. You know, the Scream figure. And it ended up being something that we started sharing more. So it's like, I get it. You know, you want to present your best self, but don't assume that because you collect action figures, it's not your best self. And even over the last, like, I don't know, 10, 15 years, being a geek and being nerdy is almost like more sought after, I've seen from, you know,
Now it's the popular thing to do. Now it's the cool thing to do.
Exactly. It's like, oh yeah, I am a nerd and I'm a geek.
I would have been the coolest kid on the block.
Exactly. You know, I mean, just look at some of my photos when I was younger. I had these huge glasses, braces, buck teeth.
You would have been like, man, everyone's best friend. Yeah, I would have been
pulling in the ladies. That's for sure.
But well, let's slow it down, Nate. Let's slow it down.
Yeah, I mean, maybe never. You know, I'm putting myself a little bit higher than I probably should. But you know, it's just that communication. What we're getting back to is,
yeah.
Don't be afraid to say that kind of stuff. Don't be afraid to be upfront with who you really are, because if you want to pursue a long-term relationship with someone, you're going to have to be yourself. Because if you try to hide who you are, it's going to be something that just drives you nuts, and then, you know, down the line, you're gonna be like, why did I ever settle with this person that doesn't even like who I really am? They want me to be something else, but not realizing that you're the one that created that, because you weren't your true self with that person.
Yep.
And those first impressions are huge. Mm-hmm. How you treat someone in those first 3 months and how you act and how you are, that's what they're going to expect for the future. So if you try to hide who you are, and then 3 months later, you're like, okay, now I don't care because we've been together. You like it, you don't, you know, take it or leave it, that might cause a problem. So you just want to try to be your true self as much as possible. And part of that is being able to communicate.
Yeah. And with communication, like it's a two-way street. You really have to, it's tough, because even now, like I've been with my wife 23 years. We've been married 15 years. It has not been easy. Like there's no perfect individual. Like we all have our own flaws. There's no perfect relationship, but the foundation, like if you want a good relationship, you want to make sure that foundation's built on concrete and not sand. But the way you do that is communicate. And sometimes you're not going to love or like what you hear, but I think being true to yourself, but also telling yourself that change is sometimes okay. Like we can't be complacent and we can't be stuck saying the same thing. Like we've talked about it, like if you do the same thing over and over and expect different results, you're gonna drive yourself crazy. That's insane. I think that's the same thing with yourself as an individual. Like if you keep doing the same thing, like keep collecting to the same degree, you keep just I don't know, not pushing yourself to the limits creatively or, you know, intellectually or emotionally, like there's so much to explore within yourself, just you and your own personal bubble. But if you've been lucky enough to find someone that you really click with and you're like, man, this person, like I really like their vibe, like they're super fun to hang out with, sometimes when that communication is not there and it breaks down, you start to see them as the enemy, and then you start to hide things like packages, or you start to have your pre-order sent to your work, or you start to have them sent to your friend's house, or you know, if you start jumping through hoops to avoid a potential argument or disagreement with your significant other, and it's like something that you bought. One rule I have, I never fight or never like get angry over money when it comes to me. Like to me, money is irrelevant. Like I can't take it with me. I could have a million, and like 78 points said, Josh doesn't know if he has a dollar or $1 million in the account. It's like, if money is my driving factor, then personally for me, I need to change something in my moral compass. It makes life easier. I'm not going to say like money isn't everything, but it's not everything. There has to be so much more balance to it. And I think a big factor to that is evolving. We have to evolve as individuals, but even our relationships, like our relationships have to evolve. If we met like you and I, Nate, like our relationship has evolved. It's not the same that it was when we first met. And if we still would have been very awkwardly not been able to have those real talks, like I don't think this show would be where it is now. And we wouldn't have the discussions we were able to have because we weren't really like invested into it, you know?
Right. No, I agree. You've got to keep people that are important to part of the conversation. And I don't mean like, you know, having conversation. I just mean part of your lives outside of just collecting, you know, let's talk about real things. What's going on? You know?
Yeah.
If you see a friend out there that's struggling and having a hard time, like do the good thing and be like, hey, can I do anything for you? Like you need to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, like you're having a hard time. I understand. I'm here for you if you need me, but if you don't want to talk about it, that's fine.
Yeah.
But just showing that you care and that you're understanding and you realize they're going through a tough time, that can really mean a lot to somebody. So I think that's part of it too, not just in relationships, but with friends. Right. Showing that love outside of just like, hey, this is a cool figure and look what I bought today.
Yeah.
You know?
No. Yeah. And that's, I mean, that's a big component to it too. Like if you get so self-involved in just your own collecting and you block out everyone else, if it's your friends, especially if you're your significant other, they're going to be like, Nate's more into all these Mezcos than he is me. And I'm over here like,
with
whipped cream and a banana peel. Like, come on, dude, look over here. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, hello. Yeah, I'm like ready.
Captain America from that one movie, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Got the
cream. Yeah, so it's crazy.
Chris Evans with the whipped cream. Yep, I remember that.
Yep. But the minute the communication breaks down, it's like you're miles apart, and it's like, why am I even here?
Right.
You know. Well, and the lines, that's where it's just, to me, it's just crazy how, it all comes down to that one skill. Are we able to effectively communicate with each other and and be able to take that self or that criticism that helps us eventually change? Like if I'm going to ask for an honest opinion, I got to be ready to deal with whatever comes my way.
Right.
And be okay with that.
Yeah. And you mentioned something about like hiding packages or getting packages sent to your office or your work.
Yeah.
You know, just to try to avoid the conversation. And I get it. Yeah. You know, I can't say that I haven't done that before. I have.
Yeah.
But it's never easy when you bring that figure out and you're taking a picture and, you know, my wife looks at the photo. She's like, it's a great photo, but I don't remember that figure. Where did that come from? You know, she's like, I got that last week. If you make them a part of that conversation, like,
right.
You know, hey, package comes in the door. She's like, what is that? Oh, it's a new Mezco.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, cool. You know, either she's going to have a question or she won't. And then instead of taking offense to it, where she might say, or your significant other might say something like, well, isn't that a lot of figures? You could say like, well, what is it that's concerning you? You know, how can I make it a bit easier for you to digest? Because I'm not going to stop collecting. So what's the compromise that we can make? You know, do you want me to keep track of what I'm getting?
True.
Would you like me to try to sell stuff as I'm getting stuff? You know, like, true. I think you need to be open to compromise.
Yeah.
Not that you want that person to control how you collect.
I mean, I love that. If my wife was like, don't you have so many figures? I would pause and be like, you think so? Like, do you think it's too many figures? Am I doing too much?
Right.
And that's just like my introspective into myself. I'm like, oh, maybe I am buying too much. Like, once we get to Black Confessions, I'm like, holy crap. Like, how did this happen? This is way too much.
I can see that pile.
But I've been really just I don't know, reflective on the amount, because this last year I'm like, I don't want quantity, I want quality. Like, I don't, the FOMO doesn't really bother me. The price point, I could care less about it, because if I really like it, I'm going to get it. I just don't want to get caught up in like quantity race. I really don't. And I've missed out on some really good figures where I'm like, damn, I really want that. But then I just like out of sight, out of mind. And then, you know, a couple months or a couple, sometimes it's even a couple days, I'll leave it in my cart. And if I didn't buy it, I'm like, I don't want it. And then it's sold out. And I'm like, it's okay. I've missed out. And it does kind of suck. But then something else comes through where I'm like, I got what I wanted. And at the end of the day, I'm happy. So it's not the end of the world. And it's not that big of a deal. It really isn't. I have plenty. Like, I could easily go the rest of the year. It's hard. But I could easily go the rest of the year not buying a single figure. And I should be okay with it. Like, I should be okay with it, because I've been here in this community for such a long time. There's so many of you out there that I live through the pictures, the conversations that we have, that you'll see that this plastic haul should last me the rest of the year. Like, I should be fine. But it's probably not. It's not going to be my last purchase. Mm-hmm. But again, like that question, like, is that too much? If the frequency is that much where your significant other's like, is that too much? Or another one? It's hard not to get really defensive. But then I take a step back and be like, oh, because then, you know, you can flip that. And let's say your significant other is whatever they're into. And if it's fashion stuff or purses or
exactly
whatever,
what I was gonna say.
Whatever it is, right? If you, like, how would you feel if, you know, you felt a certain way if you're getting asked if that's too much? Again, like, for me, it's not like, oh, it's my money, I can spend however it is. Because I'm like, my money is your money. Your money is your money. Like, I really don't care about the money.
Right.
Everything gets paid. And, you know, I'll tell you, like, hey, And it's not the two sides to that coin. It's not about asking for permission. It's not really about that. It's not like, oh, I'm going to ask. I'm informing. I'm telling my wife, hey, like, I really like this figure. I'm going to get this one. Or, hey, or sometimes I'll be like, hey, what do you think about this one? Do you like this? And I'll show her my phone. And she's like, oh, yeah, that's really cool. You're thinking about getting it? And I'm like, I don't know. That's usually, I go to her as my counsel. Kind of like, what do you think? Do you think like this would? And she's like, oh, do you really, is it just, do you feel like you need it? And she does a great job of kind of like breaking down my thought process. She's like, oh, is that something that's missing in your collection? Or is that just like a, what do you call it? Like, it's just.
Is that a need or a want?
Yeah. Like, it's just, it's just like something that is just out of nowhere. Like, you just want to, is it FOMO?
Have you been wanting that? Or is it just like you saw it? You're like,
impulse. That's what I was, looking for. Is it an impulse buy?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I think it might be an impulse buy. And she's like, just sit on it. Think about it. She's like, if you want it, like, by the end of the week or by, she doesn't give me that long. She's like, if you want it by tomorrow, then just buy it. She's like, and if you don't like it, just sell it or return it. And I'm like, oh, that's a good point. And then the minute she says that, like, you can just sell it, return it. I'm like, I don't want to put up with that. So then obviously I don't want it, you know, but I do the same thing with her. She'll show me stuff and I'm like, hey, you really like that? Like, you don't have, she's really into like purses and shoes. I'm like, you don't have a black purse? And she's like, yeah, but this one's bigger. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I'm not here to judge, but I have fucking four different Wolverines. Like, I was her, I'd be like, wait, why do you need a, well, this one's a Mezco. This one's a Mafex. Like, she could do the same thing. This one's this brand. This one's larger. This one's a whatever. And I'm like, I'm not going to understand that. So I don't care. It's, you know, like, I'm here more to be like, okay, is that for like the beach purse or I don't know, whatever it is. I'm more of a, like, trying to feel her out of whether or not it's a good purchase. And if she's thinking about it, I'm like, I tell her the same thing. Throw in the cart, think about it. If you have a coupon, I don't know, do they offer points? Like, I go through that whole rigmarole with her and she's like, yeah, you're right. And sometimes she does buy it and sometimes she doesn't. At the end of the day, it's not that big of a deal.
Well, I was going to say something that's really similar. So it's funny that you kind of, like, I was like, yeah, I was literally just going to say that.
Yeah.
But like you said, like, not asking for permission, but keeping them part of the conversation.
Yeah.
To your point, if my wife was getting, like, let's say boxes of shoes sent to the house every week, and I'm seeing two or three of them a week, I might be like, hey, you know, that's a lot of shoes.
Yeah.
Feel like you need that much? Like, I'm not trying to stand in your way and tell you you can't have something, but let's just understand this. What is it?
Like, what's going on?
What's going on right now?
Why are you
now?
Buying so much?
Getting so much, you know?
It's almost like a red flag.
Yeah, it is kind of a red flag. And one thing that we've tried to do now is like, hey, if you want a figure, maybe just tell me and I can get that for you as a gift or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've told her, like, hey, if you see something you want, tell me.
Yep.
I can, like, randomly purchase that for you as a gift. Yep.
Yeah, that that's funny. That's what we've been doing too.
Yeah, it feels like something like you're making them a part of the conversation and you're showing that, hey, this isn't just about me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not trying to be selfish here. And I think that's really important. If you're collecting, you don't want your collecting to, like, override you getting things for that person or doing special things for them. It doesn't have to be like a material thing. It could be like, hey, I got us a movie and I planned our dinner tonight and we're just going to hang out and do stuff together.
And I bought you some shoes.
Yeah. And by the way, here's some shoes.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you got to show, we talked about this on their supports episode a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
The people that are in our lives that make this possible, you got to show them that love. You got to reciprocate and not make it just about you and your collection.
Yeah.
You know, don't wait for them to ask for something. Anticipate that need. I know you're really into this. Here's something that I got for you. Because I love you and I want to show you that appreciation. Right.
The devil's in the details, you know. I'm pretty sure too many points said that. but it comes down even to, you know, your relationships. Like, the details is where it counts, and consistency. Like, little tiny gifts here and there. Like, it's crazy how far it goes, because again, it shows the other person, especially depending on their style. And it was something great that you shared with for prepping for this episode, and the topic was like just love languages. And, there's a great book out there. I wish I would have learned about this like 10, 15 years ago, but I recently just discovered this, and man, it makes such a big difference, because you really, I don't know. I think we're not, and I'm only going to speak for myself, but I'm not bright enough to know that, hey, the way you, even though it's so funny, even though like there's a level of understanding, like, okay, we're not going to agree on the same things when it comes to figures. Like, you have your opinion, I have my opinion. But then there's other stuff where it's like, we, a lot of us, myself, that you lack that common sense where it's like, if this is the way I like to be shown love, why isn't it the same for you? Like, what do you mean you have a different way? So you brought up there's a book, the love languages. Or what's the book actually called? I think it's called the four love languages.
Yeah, I think there's one called The Five Love Languages, and there's a bunch of different books out there that you can read this. Me and my wife went to premarital counseling, and not because we had issues, but it was more of like, hey, I want to make sure we're going into this as healthy as possible, because I come from a home of parents that hated each other and they got a divorce. It was nasty. Mm-hmm. I never wanted that. Yeah. So what's something that I can do to try to make this relationship better? And the first thing our therapist told us about was the love languages. And if you're not familiar with what that is, love languages basically describes five different ways that people receive and express love in a relationship. And to Prime's point, a lot of people assume that your love language is the same as everyone else. You know, not true. People receive love in different ways. And knowing what your partner's love language is can be extremely helpful in showing love in the way that they like to receive it. You know, and what we mean, like the first one is one of the first love languages is words of affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And that just means expressing affection through spoken word or praise or appreciation. These people really enjoy kind words and encouragement. You know, something that's uplifting. You know, you leave a little note that says, hey, love you. Hope you have a great day.
Yeah.
Just stuff like that can really mean a lot to someone that words of affirmation is their love language.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is quality time. So that's basically self-explanatory. Being present in the relationship. Not, hey, somebody's telling you something and you're like, yeah, that's cool. Hold on a second. I'm just sending this text real quick. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
You want to make sure you're giving that quality time, like planning date nights.
Yep.
Planning time just to hang out with them. Like, hey, I'm not doing anything tonight. You're the only thing that I want to do, hang out with tonight. Whoops.
The only thing I want to do tonight. That's the next one. That's the.
I quickly backpedaled. You're the only thing I want to hang out with.
That's the only reason you want to hang out with me? You know what? Forget it.
Oh, God.
We're done. I'm out of here.
Yeah, and that segues nicely into the next one, though.
Yeah.
Next love language is physical touch. Very self-explanatory. This person feels loved by touch. And it doesn't always have to be just sexual. It can be, you know, somebody that...
Give me a foot massage.
Yeah, you hold their hand, you give them a foot massage, you give them a hug.
Yeah.
You give them a, you know, like, hey, can I get a kiss or something? Yeah, it's just something like that. Like, I want to show you my love by touching you.
Yeah.
Next one is acts of service. That's basically you're doing nice things for your partner. It could be helping with the dishes, running errands, vacuuming around the house, putting gas in your wife's car when you see that it's low, fixing something in the house that you know has been a problem for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, that happens around here because I live in an older house. My wife would be like, man, this really bothers me. This really bothers me.
You're like, and it's not like she's telling me to do it.
Yeah, it's not like she's telling me to do something, but... Yeah, if she's gone for a while, I'll fix that. And she comes home,
it better get fixed, Nate Dizzle. Right. It better get fucking fixed.
Well, I'll go out of my way.
You're not going to get any physical time.
Try to do that because I'm like, hers is acts of service sometimes.
Right. Yeah.
She likes it when I do things for her. So, you know, it's just stuff like that. Or if you want to schedule a vacation, like we haven't gone in a while, I scheduled a surprise vacation.
Yeah.
Got it all planned out. Hotel is booked. I got it taken care of. That's awesome. That's an act of service. And the last one is receiving gifts. Self-explanatory. They just like to get gifts.
Who doesn't like to receive gifts? Show me one person that doesn't like to receive their gifts, and I'll take the gift for them.
Right. But I mean, some people are givers, and some people are receivers. You know, man, this is... It's getting...
Sorry, it's getting a little hot in here, Nate. I'm just picturing too many points with the comments. Like, oh man, I'm losing it. 34 minutes.
And we're feeding him by laughing about it.
You're feeding him. Your choice of words, man.
Some people like to give gifts. Some people like to receive gifts.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a little bit better.
Yeah.
Yeah. These people just like to receive gifts.
I was trying to hang in there with you.
Focusing on what those five love languages are, and identifying what your partner prefers can really just be super helpful. It was for me.
Yeah. No, for sure. I wish I would have found about this much sooner.
Yeah.
We discovered it some time ago. And it's crazy. It elevates the relationship to a whole nother level where not only the communication gets improved, but the level of understanding, the minute you really like understand the individual, the amount of understanding that I have for my wife now, it's like day and night where I don't know. It makes everything, I wouldn't say like irrelevant, but it makes the day-to-day stuff that sometimes could really grind your gears and wear you out, where a lot of times no one's really responsible, like not my kids, not my wife, and it's stuff that I carry from work. Like you have to have that moment where there was a time like when I used to, when I first got into like the corporate world and it was really intense and I worked in learning and development, I did a lot of like leadership research and stuff. And there was a speaker that he said, you know, imagine you have a button on your hand and the word delete. And anytime like it's a stressful moment or someone says something, just take a quick pause and just be like, delete. And then hit the reset button, you know, it refreshes you. And I used to do that a lot because it was really super stressful when I first got introduced into that environment. But then you adapt to it. You know, you know about all the politics that goes into the office. You know about like just the ups and downs and just the stuff that happens in that type of environment where sometimes it carries and you bring, you know, you hear the saying, you bring work home, and it's just like, everything's just like muffled. You know, there's a lot of fog and you're really dense. But once, this really helped. The love languages really helped us. And it really helped me just, again, to understand and be like, oh, okay, now I see, like, you're not really nagging at me or you're not really telling me to do stuff. But it's just, again, like, that's just the acts of, like, my wife's big on acts of service. So any little thing, like, it really leaves an impression on her where I'm like, huh, that acts of service to me doesn't mean diddly squat, you know?
Right.
But it's the small stuff. So it's cool. Like, it's, again, it's a level of understanding. And then with that comes a new appreciation for the individual. Mm-hmm. And it's even, I mean, even with my kids, like, it's so funny. My son he's been having a rough time at school and he just like burst it out and he's like, oh man, school like really sucks and this and that. And I was like, and then he's like, yeah, you're really harsh on me. And you know, you come down on me a lot. And like, he was just he was like venting at me. Like he was saying like, you know, I was just being too tough on him. And I was like, and I think if I would have not known about this, like just not necessarily like the love language, but just like the level of understanding and just trying to see his perspective. I'm like, he's 11. He's like, so I immediately, like the old me would have been like, oh, you're a kid. You don't know. Like I'm the dad, blah, 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 whatever. But I was like, huh. And I was like, okay. So I'm like, school's been really like what's going on with your classroom? Like what's going on? Tell me, like, you know, maybe we haven't talked enough, or maybe I haven't made enough time for you. And he's like, yeah, then they've had nothing but substitutes. And, you know, it's a lot of chaos. I'm like, man, that must be really frustrating for you. He's like, it is. It's chaotic. He's like, I can't handle it. And I was like, huh. And I'm like, so you're having a rough day. Mm-hmm. So by the time I pick you up, any little thing I could tell you, like, hey, hurry up. And that could like set you off, right? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, wow, I didn't know that's what you were dealing with. And, you know, we've had other conversations now. We talked to the principal and like, you know, we assessed the whole situation, but it was crazy of not being able to like pause and be like, okay, let me really understand what's going on with my son. Mm-hmm. So this way he doesn't get pushed out. And cause at the end of the day, I'm like, you're 11 years old. You shouldn't be this stressed. So like, how can I help you cope with that? Like I should be your guide and helping you develop those social skills that you're going to need. Cause life is only going to get harder. And sometimes life gets really hard because you meet crappy people and that's just the way it is. But right now you should feel like not stressed when I pick you up, or if I tell you, hey, go take out the trash, you shouldn't just like rage out. Like, why are you raging out? And he's like, oh, so like there was layers to it, you know? And I'm like, okay. And it's great. It's great. Cause I sat him down and, you know, then my oldest came around and he sat down with him. He's like, and I told him, I'm like, look, you have this circle of support. Like my oldest. My oldest just got married. I'm like, you got his wife. He gets really along with my daughter-in-law. And I'm like, you got your mom. You got your, like, I'm like, you're not alone. And my son was like in this zone, stressed out. No one understands me. Life sucks. And I'm like, kid, you're 11 years old. Like, school may suck. And I remember, you know, being 11 and saying school sucks. But again, it's that, like, taking a moment to break it down and really seek understanding and trying to, like, speak at it at his level, where I'm like, hey, that's okay. I'm like, if you feel like coming home and punching something, we have a punching bag in the garage. Like, we bought you gloves. Go punch the punching bag. You want to jump on the treadmill? Want to run? Like, I was, you know, I'm like, we'll take you out to the park. Well, you know, we got him doing extracurricular stuff and other sports and stuff like that. I'm like, just tell me. Tell me what is it that I can do to help. And he was like, oh. And, like, you know, it's been over like a month or so. And he's like, man. And he comes home and he's like, man, he's all, thanks so much for talking to me. He's like, I feel so much better. He's all, school still sucks. And, like, man, his class is like crazy. But he's like, but at least I know now I can just vent. Or, like, right off the bat, he gets in the car and he's like, blah, blah, and he just goes off. And I'm like, just hearing him out, you know? Right. And I'm like, do you feel better now? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, you want to get some ice cream? Let's go get some ice cream. Like, let's go chill out. Yeah. And it really helps me to take a moment to be like, okay, let me give him a moment to decompress. And then, you know, then we get home. I'm like, all right, now I need you to do your chores. Now I need you to do your homework. Right. Now. But it's like, it's just different. He works different.
It shows that you're there for him.
Yeah.
And you're not just trying to, like, hey, do this, do that, do that. Yeah. You know, you're trying to understand, okay, what is it that you're dealing with? Let me maybe help you with that. I think the key is that it helps foster those healthy environments, right? Like, you're trying to create a healthy environment for you and your son.
And not be dismissive of whatever he's got going on. Like, it's like, what your stuff is not, my stuff is real.
Exactly.
It's not real. It's like, that sucks.
Realizing you're not the most important person in the room all the time. You know, people in your life should also be that important. And just sometimes talking to them and hearing them out. And I think men in general have this thing where they want to be problem solvers.
Right.
You don't have to do that. Mm-mm. You know, my wife's even told me that. She's like, I know you want to fix it. All I want you to do is hear me out. Just understand where I'm coming from. I just need a vent.
That's it.
You know? And it's
really, like, hard.
Light bulb went off in my head. I'm like, geez, I don't have to fix it all the time.
No.
You know, I feel like that's what she was expecting from me, because that's just my
That's assumption. A lot of us, man. That was me too.
Yeah. And she's like, you don't have to do that. I just want you to hear me out. And that's huge.
Hear them out and validate.
Yeah, like, I understand validate what you're going through. How can I help you with that? You know, is there anything I can do to make it easier? That kind of stuff. Yeah. And that's all we're trying to tell you guys, you know?
Yeah.
Is that we want healthier relationships for people out there that are listening to this. Hopefully it helps you.
Yeah.
You know, let us know in the comments what you guys think. Maybe something that we didn't touch on. What's really helped you in your own relationship?
Yeah. What's some tips?
Come
on, 78. Don't let me down. I know you got comments and ideas and commentary. Come on, come through for the audience. You're part of the show whether you want to or not.
Will. he's our international correspondent, whether or not he wants to admit it.
That's right.
But you know, hopefully that helped you guys out. I'm glad that we revisited that topic, Prime.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Something I really wanted to focus on when we talked about that in our prior episode, and it's something that we like to bring into the conversation a lot. You know, that's where we talked about supports way back when.
For sure.
Is there a big part of our lives, and that should be something that brings you joy, and that should be something that's like a positive thing in your life. And if it's not, you know, that can be a problem.
Uh-huh.
You know, it can cause you stress and unhappiness.
For sure.
But yeah, going back to our normal topics, pre-orders for the week. We always new stuff. You can't escape pre-orders. Oh,
I gotta start lying again.
I know. I didn't spend the money. That was something I needed for work. Rumble Society, Hoodlums, King of the Block, Vapor. This was part of the Mezco Toys Fair releases.
Was not feeling it.
I wasn't feeling it either. This isn't for me.
I don't like the green skin.
I don't like the green skin. If honestly, if they didn't have the green skin, I might consider this a bit more.
So I don't like the green skin, and I don't like the fact that they use Vapor again.
Right.
To give me a different character. I don't want another, because he's tiny. Like, he's a small figure. Like, I would have appreciated a different head sculpt. That's it. Just give me a different head sculpt. I'm not crazy. I like them in the other two versions, but this is the third time. It's like, fool me once, shame on me. fool me twice, shame on you. Fool me three times, like, you can't fool me again.
Yeah, yeah. Can't fool me again.
It's man, yeah.
That was George Bush style.
Yeah, fool me twice. I was trying to get it wrong on purpose, but right. I don't know how.
No, I totally agree though. Like, I'm kind of, I don't want to say I'm over vapor, but I want something different from the hoodlums. Because, in vapor is part of a group of like four different characters.
Yeah.
So give us something else.
Yeah.
You know, and I think maybe these Black Skulls are part of the hoodlums, but this could be another set that we're going to see down the line. This looks very heavily Photoshopped to me.
Yeah.
Those I like cool. the outfits, but yeah,
gives me a Western vibe. Like, now I want like a Cowboy Gomez, which it's probably gonna be coming down. But I just, again, same thing with the Gomez. Like, give me a different. Like, there has to be another character in this Mezco universe besides Vapor. And now I'm like, I'm done. I'm over Vapor. Like, I saw the minute I saw his head sculpt, I'm like, nope, not for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, and then they're using like this kitbashed Bluto.
Bluto.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, nope, I don't like that either. Like, I like the fit and like the style they're going for, but I'm like, you have to do more than just a ball head and a chip tooth. I don't know. I want more from a head sculpt and
I agree.
Point of view.
Yeah, I mean, they added the mutton chops. They added the mustache. Doesn't do a whole lot for me.
No, it doesn't.
Honestly, the thing that has me most intrigued is the pigeon with the hat. That's the only thing I really want out of this whole set.
Yeah.
And you know, not trying to knock you guys if you got it. I get it. There's some diehard Mezco collectors for out sure. there, just not really for me in Prime.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that we see some different expansion. I also felt it was a little bit light on accessories for $112.
Yeah, for sure.
Seems a little pricey to me.
Yeah.
But hey, it's on wait list at least until it goes on BBTS.
No sweat off my back. Will.
Yeah. Right. I'm not too concerned. One thing I thought was really cool are these Jada Toys Street Fighter figures.
Really cool.
$25. I just feel like that's really cheap for what you're getting here. And I know these aren't like packed with accessories, but it looks like you had some really good articulation in this.
Uh-huh. Are they legend size or a little bit smaller than legends?
You know,
because they look a little. They look a little bit on the smaller side.
They're 6-inch scale. Mm. It doesn't say an exact height though. 15.24 centimeters. I'm not good at conversions.
What 15.2?
15.24 centimeters to inches. Okay. I like how he comes with his Hadouken fireball. That's cool. Looks like it's got some really good articulation.
It's, it's right under 6 inches. It's like 5.98 inches.
Okay.
So it's right. exactly, so it's, they're shorter, they're smaller than legends.
But I got to say, for $25, I'm willing to take a chance and just check
these out. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Especially the other one I really liked is Fei Long.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen a Fei Long action figure. I can't even remember when I've seen one of these.
Back when... tip of my tongue.
What was it? SHF? Did they make Fei Long?
No, not SHF. The other Street Fighter, like, that was... Damn it.
Sorry, I don't Street Fighter with figures.
Yeah, it's gonna bug me, but
playing Fei Long was like, he was one of my go tos in Street Fighter.
Fei Long, yeah.
Yeah, so I like seeing him in action figure form. And Jada Toys is just doing so much. They're doing like Mega Man, and I'm excited to see where this line's gonna go because I really like the price point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to take a chance and try out like that Fei Long and see if I like it.
Soda Toys did.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And, yeah. Cause I was like, wait, I know Adam was talking about it because they had one of the creators on Toy Migos like years ago talking about Soda Toys.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but these are up on BBTS.
Yeah, those are cool.
From Jada Direct as well, if you would prefer that way. I'm excited to see what else they do. I think Jada is going to be one of those companies we talk about a lot in 2023. They're working on a lot of different.
Their Mega Man stuff has me really intrigued. Like, I want to pick up some of their Mega Man stuff.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be picking up some Mega Man stuff. I really like it. All right, we got a new Marvel Legends wave.
Mm-hmm.
The looks like the Ant-Man movie wave. Cassie Lang is the BAF.
Yep.
Build a figure.
That's where we do it. Yeah, it looks like it's half comic, half movie.
It kind of makes me think maybe this is a tease that some of the people that we're going to see in the movie, maybe not. To your point, yeah. Like, I don't know if we're going to see an Egghead in the movie.
Yeah.
But we might see a future Ant-Man.
Right, yeah.
We could see Ultron come back in Ant-Man. Yeah. I really like this Kang.
Yeah, the Kang looks really, really good.
The Kang looks really good.
I'm just glad I'm not an MCU collector.
Yeah. I know. There was a part of me that was like, man, I kind of wish I would have picked up that classic retro Kang when I had a chance.
Oh, well, he might be up for sale.
Okay. But I really like this new one, even though I'm not a big MCU guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I think this could be a good MCU or comic Kang. I know he's not very... He's a little bit different than his comic counterpart, but I think Kang's like definitely the star in this.
That Build-A-Figure looks like that head, those two head parts, they look really big.
Yeah.
That's going to be a big Build-A-Figure.
Where is it? There's, I don't know if they have it in here, but they had a picture
with Kang. Oh, they had the picture of the Build-A-Figure with
Ant-Man.
Oh,
that's it. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. Yeah. See?
Yeah, she is huge.
So she's like, what, 12 inches? 13 inches, maybe?
I think she's 12 because, yeah, Ant-Man's coming up right to her waist.
Yeah.
So she probably is a 12-inch figure.
I mean, that's good. I loved when Toy Biz would do the big Build-A-Figures.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really
cool. Which tells me she's going to go giant in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably.
If she doesn't, we're going to be pissed.
Right. That's why, like, I really hate spoilers. Yeah. So when I first saw this, I'm like, I don't want to look at it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it. This isn't super spoilery. You know, maybe we're going to see Ultron. Maybe we'll see Crossfire in the movie. I know we're going to see a bunch of different versions of Ant-Man.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's new Marvel Legends wave coming out. We'll go with one more and then we'll move on.
Okay.
This SCP Foundation series, Zeta-9 Mole Rat, I thought it was really cool. It reminds me of the Damn Toys.
Yeah.
Kind of soldiers that were blue. Mm-hmm. It's a little pricey. I don't know if it's cheaper on VC's Toy Box. Actually, I've got that up, so maybe I can look. Actually, it does look like it might be a little cheaper. No, I don't know. It's only $100. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And on BBTS, it is
$112. $130. Oof.
Yeah. So if you're interested in this Zeta-9, definitely go the VC Toy Box route. You'll get it cheaper, but these are cool. They're a little bit expensive to army build, though.
Yeah, I'm not too crazy about the color scheme. I get it's like radioactive and stuff, but
yeah, that's out there. There's other stuff out there. I talked about this Kylab custom kit on the Motivation Monday episode. I've seen other people with Kylab and they love it. I don't know how long this is going to last. So if you guys want some custom gear for your new Conans that you just got. Yeah. I think this looks great, and I've heard really good things about Kylab.
That's on VCS?
Yeah, that's on DC's VC Toys Box,
okay,
where you can get that right now. And I've always regretted passing on the first set. T. Bellet Thomas, he posted a picture of the first set, and I'm like, damn it.
Looks really good.
Why did I pass on it? So it's going to be your one chance, because I don't think he remakes this stuff.
Yeah, I know. Damn, $63. But it looks good.
Yeah. A little expensive, but it's also custom cloth goods. So, all right.
Okay.
Next topic, moving into plastic confessions.
Oh.
I'll start because I think I'm going to be a little bit quicker. I got the new Mezco Conan.
Oh, so did I.
Oh, did you? On that big pile.
Twinsies.
Yeah, twinsies. I like
it. I love the Frank Frazetta.
I love the Frazetta art, and I love the small box. Can we please make this the standard going forward? These small boxes.
And make Fire and Ice. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Specifically, the women from Fire and Ice. I need a female figure for Conan.
I think, a female figure is a must. We got Death Dealer. We got Conan.
Give us a blonde and a brunette. Like, come on.
Yeah, we even have the Barbarian pack that's coming out with his different Barbarians. We need a Barbarian woman.
Barbarians need their Barbarian girls. Yeah. Like, come on.
Conan is only as strong as the woman next to him, right?
And he's Conan the Conqueror? Right? So who's he going to conquer? No, there's not going to be any females around.
He has to conquer them. I will conquer you, female.
Hits him with the club over the head.
Yeah. Drags him back. Yeah. Don't do that to women, please.
No.
All right. What else you got? You got a rather large pile over there.
Hold on. And then sticking to Mezco, finally, I got my Constantine in.
Oh, nice. I love that Constantine. I
haven't even opened the sucker.
I think he's great.
Picked up Outback, the Tiger Force.
Nice.
Used some Target reward points, and it came out pretty cheap. It was like
I've been telling myself, if I see him in store, I will grab him. But
yeah, this was the second time I saw him. And then my reward card, it's like, you have $18 to use. I'm like, sweet.
Yeah, so you got him for like $6. That's great. Yeah.
Then we got the clown. No.
Oh, it finally came.
Yes.
Nice.
Got that. Right.
Worked it out with 5K.
Yeah. And then 5K came through with the 112 return of the king.
The return of the king. Yep.
Yeah. Again, I gotta crack these open. So, man, hell of a week. Hell of a, like, two Mezcos, one third party figures, and then G.I. Joe.
That's a good week.
I mean, could I ask for anything more? Nope, I'm good for a couple months.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have to open some of the stuff up on our next Motivation Monday.
I think so.
Because I've got a couple of things I haven't opened that you should.
I don't know if I'll wait that long, but I'm going to try to.
Yeah, right. Well, whatever you have left, maybe we'll open together.
Sure.
But I'm thinking about getting that Return of the King. Grumps had asked me about that. I've seen some people do some photos of it. I originally told myself I wasn't going to do it, but now I just don't know if I'm going to be able to resist anymore. So we'll see. Maybe I'll get that in a future Plastic Confession.
Nice. And that's it.
All right. Going into Nasty Nate's Dirty Trick for the week. I felt like, okay, instead of doing a camera-specific trick or something around toy photography, I figured doing something more about posting on Instagram and some issues that I've had specifically with hashtags.
Okay.
I've noticed a lot of people in the community will say they're getting shadow banned or my stuff's not popping up in hashtags. I don't know what the deal is. So I started doing some digging because I started having the same problem. And it turns out that if you are copying and pasting hashtags, for some reason, Instagram views that as spam and they will flag your account and shadow ban you so that you do not show up in hashtags.
Wow.
Yeah. So normally what I would do when I'm posting is I'll have like set tags kind of ready that I'll copy and I'll paste into the post. And I do a lot of the same ones. That was the problem, is that I was reusing the same tags and I was posting the for some reason that knows that I'm pasting it instead of just text typing it in there. So what I've done to correct the problem is now when I post, I'll just manually type them in and I use less hashtags. The limit is 30, but I don't think you should be getting anywhere close to 30. Use like 10 tags and that's it.
Yeah.
You know, use stuff that's like the most relevant. Mezco, DC Comics, Batman or something, whatever it is that you're posting. And then manually type those in every time you're going to post. And I have not had an issue getting shadow banned since I've started doing that.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So if you guys are out there and you're posting, you're not wondering why your stuff's showing up, or if you're getting limited reach, maybe check to see if you're actually, I always check to see if I'm showing up in a hashtag. So you can click on the hashtag, go to recent. If you see your photo in there, you're good. If you don't see your photo in there, you've been shadow banned.
Oh, that's good. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not being exposed and it really limits your exposure. If you're not in those tags, not that tags are, I think, the greatest way to get exposure because I rarely get a lot of people from tags, but that is a portion of it where it will pop them on somebody's explore page.
Right.
If they're searching for, say, Batman, you'll pop up there because you've used that tag. So if you guys are having that issue, try manually typing in your tags. Don't copy and paste them anymore and use less tags. Also, don't get too crazy about who you tag in your photos. Like I'm talking about tagging accounts. You know, if you're tagging like 20 accounts a photo, that is kind of viewed as spam. So maybe tag like 3 accounts. Just less is more, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So let me know what you guys think. You know, are you having that issue? Has that helped you? I hope it does. Very cool. That's helped me. So I just figured that's a trick I could share here on the show. Last but certainly not least, and this is a fan nominated figure aficionado, which me and Prime love.
That is nominated. Awesome. Yes.
Figure aficionados is something that we ask for all the time on our shows. We do get some, so I appreciate those. And we got two from at i.fot Lion. Luke. So thank you, Luke, for that. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate your nominations. You actually gave us two different names. You guys might see another name coming up that Luke has provided us. And I'm going to do my best to not butcher this guy's name, but it is Megatron Baltinishin.
Yeah, perfect. That's exactly the same way I would have said it.
Megatron Baltinishin.
Killer photos. Freaking love what he's doing with the Joes.
Yes.
It's his man. Name
is Megatron.
Yeah. It says it right there. Here's day.
He doesn't show that he makes dios a lot, but according to Luke, he makes a lot of his own dios. So a lot of the shots that you're seeing, he's made the dios himself. And he's just a really great toy photographer.
Yeah.
To Prime's point, a lot of G.I. Joe love going on here.
The lighting's on point. Like, man, that's awesome.
Yeah, I just love
very this cinematic
around the corner kind of shot.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah. Like to Prime's point, I've seen that a lot in movies.
Yep.
This is like inside of a rig or something. Yeah. Like maybe they're in some kind of personnel carrier here.
Yeah.
Prime made that himself. There you go. There's Outback Prime.
Oh, hey.
Outback in the Outback riding a horse. But yeah, man, you're killing it with these shots. I love the setups. Really cinematic, good storytelling about what's going on in the shot. Yeah.
Yep.
And
I love that.
Yeah. Great use of your dios. I love these bullet tracer effects. I need to find some of these myself. But yeah, if you guys like his work, give him a follow. Again, really just, you're killing it, dude. So keep it up.
Awesome. Obviously
awesome. Have a lot of passion in the game. So
yeah. Love it.
Yeah. Go give him a follow. I'll type his name out in the, I'll provide a link in below. So if you guys are trying to find out who he is, because I butchered his name, use the link below and you'll get you'll be able to find him. But yeah, thank you again, Luke, for the suggestion.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Appreciate it. Love it.
And that brings us to the end.
We made it. Another episode in the books. Hopefully you guys enjoyed our conversation. If you guys want to be part of the conversation, drop a comment below. Let us know what were some of your takeaways. What are your 2 cents?
Yeah.
Feel free to comment as much as you want. Let us know. I'd love to hear what you guys have to say.
Yeah, love to hear from you guys. Hit the like button as well. Don't forget that. Very small gesture. Takes you a little bit of time. Costs you nothing. Means a lot to me and Prime. Yeah, and leave a comment below about the episode, what your guys' thoughts are, some tips that you have about your relationships. And, of course, happy Valentine's Day to all you guys.
You know, spread that love.
Yeah, spread that love.
Spread them cheeks.
Check on your the cheeks. Okay. Yeah, that works.
Spread the wallet. I don't know. Spread the money. Spread whatever you're spreading.
No, we're sticking with
spread the butter. The
cheeks, because that's what you said. Spread the cheeks on Valentine's Day, everybody.
And we're out. No.
Yeah, reach out to your friends. Show them some love. There's some people that don't have significant others. You got to remember that. So
yeah,
just check on your friends. Make sure they're okay. If you're not subscribed to the Figure Booth, then you're not showing us. You're not showing me in Prime love.
What's going on?
If you want to show us love, you want to subscribe and then hit the notification bell so you don't miss when we go live again.
Yeah.
And if you want to support Prime, get some of his arcades, go to prime-arcade.com and you can order some. He's always got some available for you.
Yep.
So you can get those. And Prime, where can they find you?
You guys can catch me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all under Prime to the First.
And you guys can catch me on Instagram, Vero, and Facebook, all at figurefan_Nate. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll catch you next time.
Till next time.